Public health exchanges are scheduled to begin operations October 1st. They were created by federal mandate to make affordable health insurance available to everyone. Predictions are that most consumers will see changes in their coverage. Elizabeth Benjamin, Vice President of Health Initiatives for the Community Service Society of New York, contends that New York is the state that benefits the most under Obamacare.
In New York, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, will result in a decline in individual market health insurance prices by a magnitude of, on average, 53%. Starting January 1st, New Yorkers will see incredible savings if they were, you know, had to buy health insurance out on the open market on their own. People with job-based coverage will see some increases, but not the sort of exponential double-digit increases we were seeing 3-4 years ago before the passage of the act. For New Yorkers, Obamacare is really, you know, we've hit the jackpot.
Recent news that United Parcel Service plans to remove thousands of spouses from its medical plan so they can find coverage via the health exchanges has caused much concern. The health law requires large employers to cover employees and dependent children, but not spouses or domestic partners. UPS expects the move to save about $60 million annually. On top of that, USA Today reports workers can expect more of this sort of sudden loss of spousal coverage under their employers' health insurance plans. New York leads the pack in spending money on navigators, $27 million so far. Seen as crucial to the success of the Affordable Care Act, navigators have been designated to quell confusion and address the fears associated with the new health insurance markets. Kevin Jobin Davis, executive director of the not-for-profit Healthy Capital District Initiative, concedes people have many questions about the Affordable Care Act.
It's particularly beneficial to people who have incomes between, say, 200% and 400% of the poverty line. For those individuals and families, they will get a subsidy that will help them defray the cost of their insurance that was never available to them in the past. And they'll have coverage that will be complete, and people with pre-existing conditions will also be able to get into those plans.
Nationwide, there is a monumental effort being launched to enroll racial, ethnic, and other minority communities. Cincy Hernandez-Cancio is director of health equity at Families USA.
While 13% of white, roughly 1 in 8, lack insurance, 18% of Asian and Pacific Islanders and American Indians, over 1 in 5 African Americans, and nearly 1 out of every 3 Latinos are uninsured. These extraordinarily high levels of uninsurance have historically been significant barriers for our communities to get the care they need. But the Affordable Care Act is truly a game changer. New, more transparent, reliable, and affordable coverage options are going to be available for millions of people, along with significant financial assistance for hardworking families well into middle-class level incomes.
I asked Elizabeth Benjamin to give me a concrete example of a financial advantage of Obamacare.
If your health insurance was costing $250 a month out of your paycheck and your paycheck was only $2,000, clearly you would be eligible to drop your employer coverage and go on to the health insurance marketplace and be able to do an apples-to-apples comparison of health insurance plans. You'll be able to seek and receive federal financial aid to help you buy health insurance. Financial aid will be available on the health insurance marketplace here in New York State for families of four who earn $94,200 a year. Even middle-income people will be able to get financial aid to help them offset the cost of their coverage.
With a January 1 deadline approaching when most Americans will be required to have health coverage or pay a fine, the New York Health Benefit Exchange, known as New York State of Health, has posted interactive tools and information on its website to help people calculate premiums and benefits. The link can be found at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.